this time. He catch a lot of headaches and have to go home to his wife and have to pump out all that garbage in his heart. You see, being in front is not an easy task. No. People lie on you. You could be the man in your last 20 hours. They still gonna lie. You can go to the hospital and pray for them. I want to talk to somebody here. You can be a, cook the best meal and eat them all of it and handle it for yourself and your family. And they're still a crucified. Come on, talk to me. I know I'm in the house. That ain't never happened to you.
Yeah.
But you see for a minute. Here we have Osa. And Osa, he didn't like Christians. He wanted to kill them. Don't you call on the name of Jesus. And I'm gonna say it this way, I'm talking about a chosen vessel now. He didn't want to hear nothing about Jesus. Now you can talk about God. He'll be all right with that. But don't say Jesus. Because if you do, you got to go with him. And if you don't go with him, he has the authority to chop your head off. Oh, yeah. But if you look in that Pastor Draper, that 7th chapter, the Bible said that God had took two of the old deacons and made them preachers. The first one was Stephen. And Stephen was set apart because Peter and James and John, the pillar of the church, they began to tell the multitude, look, we cannot preach the word and serve tables.
Yeah.
Look ye out amongst and choose you good men, 7 of good report. And somehow they choose these two old boys with the other 5 called Philip and Stephen. And Pastor Draper and Sister Draper, they begin to tell the multitude about Jesus Christ in his coming from the Old Testament. And Stephen began to tell him, say, you stiff-necked people, and he began to step on people's toes. See, that's just like today. When people get ready to, when you get ready to tell somebody about the name of Jesus, then you need to come out of your mess. Some people get mad at you and begin to try to close on that thing and begin to try to.
All right.
And Stephen, he began to tell him, what does say the Lord? And Pastor Draper's gonna do another last set to hear me. The Bible said that after Stephen had pricked their hearts, and he had been in the midst of Jesus Christ. You see, when you're in the midst of Jesus Christ, you may not have no money. You may not have the finest in the picket fence in the finest farm. But one thing you need to know that if you've been with Jesus, you're not going to act the same as the mom. When you've been with Jesus, you know how to treat those devils, even though they're trying to scandalize your name, even though they're trying to stab you in the back, even though they're trying to drag your name on the rug, you can still say, I'm going to bless them anyhow. That's what happened here. With Stephen, I'm trying to lead you up to the 9th chapter. I ain't gonna be long, but I want to bless these honorees and you as well, everybody in the building, from a word from on high, because the word is what we need. See, the word will bring you some money. The word will bring you some peace. The word will make your enemy leave you alone. The word of God will bring peace in your home. When you got trouble from your job, the word of God. Sometimes my mama used to say, and I would say, Grandma, because you know I hung around the old folk back in the day, and they would be chewing their back and moaning, but they'd be needing some food
for the man for the next day. You see, we eat Christmas at night, and we pray and say, our Father, which art in heaven, thou be thy name. Johnny Carson, y'all, we got here today. Y'all know about Johnny Carson?
Here's Johnny.
But back to the text. The text said, oh, Saul was itching them all.
Yeah.
And Syria, my God, the Bible says, go to Hebrews chapter 12 and 1 and 2. The Bible says that God began to sit his son down at the right hand of the throne. But if you look in Acts chapter 7, Pastor Draper, Sister Draper, the Bible says Jesus got up and stood up out of his room. And Stephen saw the heavens open. And they got so mad when they began to dash on it with his feet. That's how some people do on that tempo. When they be trying to preach, you get so mad, you have to run outside because the truth will either run you or drop you. It's real. And that's what happened here. The Bible said that when Stephen was being stoned to death, and Jesus had welcomed him on home. That's a good home going in.
Yeah.
The Bible said that he spoke back in the 60th verse of chapter 7. And he said, Lord, Lord, lay not this charge, but in a word, forgive them. But he wrote that. The Bible said, oh, Saul made havoc from the church.
Yeah.
And they began the multitude that was called Christian that had a lamentation over Stephen, and they took it to God in memory and buried him. But the Bible said, Saul made havoc from the church. But yet on Philip, God allowed Philip to have the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you, when you got the anointing of the Holy Ghost with you, you got peace. You got joy. You got liberty. You got everything you need. You may not have hope.
All right.
Oh, devil, Pastor Bigger always fight me with my finances. But let me tell you something. I'm going to stay anchored in the Lord. Because the Lord is the one that's going to bring from the spiritual sense to the natural sense. And that's why in Genesis chapter 12, when he told, go back to that, when he told Pastor Draper, he told Abel, his name was Abraham, A-B-R-A-M, he said, get ye from amongst your kinfolks. But he said, I'm going to bless them that bless you. Genesis 12 and 3. And I'm going to bless them that bless you. When you put your hands and put some money in anointing God, like them people there, you ain't going to hold them up. But here we go. Oh, but they need money for now. The Lord will take care of that. Y'all mind? You want to see it out? Well, he got a job. He was better, ain't he? His wife worked on him. Look at the end. I might just come back this way again, but I do know I can't this time. Well, I can't do it this time. This time, take care of yourself. The truth just said you be. Jesus said you should know the truth, and the truth is. That's why you tell me the truth. I'm not going to get mad. I'm going to try to brush my clothes up and maybe try to act right. I might not get right, but I'm going to try to do that. We stop coming to church. I ain't gonna tear down. All they do is want some money. What? What that Jesus? Jesus said, whatever you sow out.
That's right.
Luke 6:38. Give, and shall be given to you. Press down, shaking together, running on, whatever you meet.
encouraged and led to a deeper walk with God with host Pastor Rev. Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boise, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
To be leaders in this community.
K-U-J-O, St. Joseph, 99.3.
You make mistakes, and I make mistakes, but God don't make no mistakes. The Lord knew what he was doing when he said, this is my chosen
death.
And not only that, if you go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, Paul writes this letter to the Corinthians church, the second letter, and he used the soul.
Because
he said we have this treasure here
and now,
in God's
Johnson.
But here, God is using singular women's prayer. And that's English, baby.
He promised. How many know he'll keep his promise? He promised that he will take care of me. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Verse 1, chapter 1, verses 7 through 9. And I will read them and we'll move on. Amen. I'm reading from the NIV Bible. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. They will be a garland to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck. And may the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. I want to use for a thought, amen, today, be smart. Be smart. Amen. Just look at the person sitting next to you. Amen. Tell them, be smart. I want to start this message by saying I love children. Thank you, ushers. I love children. Children are a blessing. Amen. I've always loved children. Even when I was a child, I loved children. Amen. God told Eve that she would bear children, and of course, it would be painful. When we read the Bible, we see, amen, where a number of women were barren, and these women desired, amen, Brother Ambrose, they desired to have children. Yes, amen. Women like Sarah, yes. Amen, Rachel, Rebecca, Hannah, Elizabeth, amen, and a few others, amen, praise the Lord. And this was a problem, and God blessed them. Amen. There's nothing more wonderful than a family working together, serving God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ephesians 6 and 1, and I thank God. Did Brother Simmons make out the program? I'm not sure. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's so dedicated, and he does such a wonderful job. And you so need to read those scriptures and those little statements on the back, not now, amen, about remembering. Amen. Remember. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so he has the scripture that's part of my message in there on the back of the program. Amen. Ephesians 6 and 1 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Why? Because it's right. Amen. That scripture is so wonderful. Amen. And so to the point. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for it is right. It is right. And, amen, it goes on to say, honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise. What is the promise? Amen. That you will have long life. Amen. There is some good, amen, in being obedient to your parents. I want y'all to listen to me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Parents, do not treat your children in such a way as to make them angry. That's NIV. Amen. Amen. Instead, raise them with Christian discipline and instruction. Yes. So parents and children, be smart. Be smart. Amen. To nurture, amen, means to train, nourish, educate, and rear a child in the way the child should go. This is an awesome, this is an awesome responsibility. One thing for sure. Parents cannot train a child and let them have their way too. I want to say that again. You can't train a child, or you can't train your children, amen, and let them have their way too. That's probably be considered a little counterproductive. Some parents start off good nurturing their children. Amen. As soon as they're old enough, amen, to get out of the house, or the mother, after she have the child, she bring the child to church with her, amen. She trained the child. You see them participating in Sunshine Band, amen. You see them participating in the program. You see them participating, amen, in the drill team, the dance team. You see them participating on the usher board, media ministry, all other areas of the church. Then they reach an age, amen, praise the Lord, where they become teenagers, and then they say, I don't want to go to church. And surprising enough, amen, the parents will say, okay, 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 how can you allow your child to make that decision? Who gave them the authority to make that decision? Huh? They just turned 13. They just became teenager. And now they're going to tell you that they don't want to go to church? I got a problem with that. Well, we live in a modern society where children, amen, are thought to be free thinkers. And most time, amen, parents give in to the children rather than telling the children, amen, or that child, that you will do what I say do. And I say you're going to church. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's not your choice until you make it your choice. In other words, amen, if you choose to be obedient, if you choose to do what's right, that's good. But if you don't want to do that, then you're going to do it anyway. That's what I'm trying to say. Amen. Solomon said, I have taught thee in a way of wisdom. I have led thee in the right paths. Don't you know, amen, that the devil is waiting on your child? That's what they want you to do, is say, okay, you don't have to go to church. And so you at church, amen, and they supposed to be at home. Hello, how many of y'all know they're not at home? Huh? As soon as you turn the corner, they hit the streets. Huh? As soon as they turn the corner, before you get out of the house, amen, they're on the cell phone. Huh? Before you get where you're going, amen, they're text messaging somebody. I don't know where we're going, amen, with all this modern communication, amen, because you just about lost control of your children anyway, whether you know it or not. Amen. Praise the Lord. We need to lead them in the path of righteousness. Amen. Do you think your child know more about life than you do? Obviously, you think they do because you say, okay. You know they don't know what life holds for them. You know that they don't know their way around the street, so to speak. Amen. But you're saying, okay. You are just allowing the enemy to come in and take over their young lives. Amen. Solomon went on to say, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instructions. Now, here, fool, amen, is not the town or the village idiot. Amen. What he's saying here, this is someone who think they know and they don't know. Amen. How many of y'all know we got a lot of foolish folks? Amen. They think they know when they really don't know. Amen. Listen to this. If sinners entice thee, this is also in that first chapter of Proverbs. If sinners entice thee, consent thy not. Amen. When you have not been properly trained in the Lord, it is hard to say no, amen, to sinners. And they're going to entice you. They're going to try to get you to do things that they know that you should not do. Amen. And so the child wants to be part of the group. So whatever the group suggests, amen, they are game. Many times before you think of what the consequences will be, amen, you say, let's do it. I'm talking about the child now. Amen. They say, let's do it. They don't think about the consequences. And how many of y'all know that there are consequences? Oh, yeah, there are some serious consequences. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you find yourself in trouble. Amen. Young girls find themselves pregnant. Amen. Others find themselves failing in school. Others are in jail. Others have bad health. Others, amen, have become felons, and they have to live with that on their records for the rest of their life. I ain't preaching to nobody this morning, am I? Amen. Those dreams of being successful has faded before you really get started living what we call the good life. Amen. I spend a lot of time talking, teaching, preaching, amen, going to court, and yes, even to jail, dealing with our young people. Amen. The real reason for getting in trouble most of the time, amen, it just does not add up. When I sit down and I talk to them and I said, do you or did you know better? And the answer is usually yes. Then my question is, why did you do it? What made you do that? What made you follow that person? What made you, amen, think that you could get away with doing what you did? And the answer again is, I don't know. I don't know. Amen. That's why we have to spend as much time as we can with our children. Amen. Now, we have some real mothers in this church. We got some real fathers in this church. Amen. I'm not going to try to single anybody out today, but I want you to know that we have some people that spend some time with their children. And that's what you have to do if you're going to raise your children. Amen. You have taken on the hardest job ever when it comes to raising children. I ain't going to get no witnesses in here. Huh? Amen. That is a big job, amen, and no need to talk about I'm tired because they ain't going nowhere. You got to keep on training. You got to keep on working with them. You got to keep on trying to get them from point A to point B. Amen. It is a tough job. Amen. I have parents, amen, come to me and they say, Pastor, I just don't know what I'm going to do. I said to them, amen, I know what you're going to do. You're going to keep on wrestling with the problem. You can't throw in the towel now. You can't give up. But Pastor, it's so hard. Pastor, it's so rough. Pastor, they're so hard-headed. Pastor, they don't do this. Pastor, I know all of that. I'm a father. Have you forgotten? I raised four myself. I've been dealing with children ever since I was a child. Yes, they're hard-headed. Yes, they're hard to get along with. Yes, they will do everything but what you tell them to do. Yeah. Amen. But you still got to hang on in there. Amen. Amen. Yes, yeah, yeah. Look at somebody, tell them, be smart. Huh? Pray. Huh? be smart. I'm sorry that you were not smart and waited a while before you start having children. Amen. Amen. Oh, it's tough. Amen. Y'all have heard the phrase, amen, babies having babies. Amen. That sounds cute, but ain't nothing cute about that. Huh? Nothing cute about that. A 16-year-old, amen, trying to raise a child. Nothing cute about that. Huh? Ain't got no husband. Nothing cute about that. Don't have a job. Nothing cute about that. Haven't finished high school yet. Ain't nothing cute about that. That's tough. My God. Somebody wasn't too smart. Amen. Praise the Lord. Parents, be smart and train your children. Amen. Children, be smart and obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. It's the right thing to do. I know you get tired of hearing this, amen, but you need to hear it and you need to listen. Your parents, amen, is the best thing that ever happened to you.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, Lord, help me. Amen. And you will realize that somewhere down the road. It may take you a while, amen, but one day you'll wake up. One day you'll get smart. And you say, I've been so silly.
Come on, sir.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to call my mama. I'm going to call my dad and tell them how much I love them. Amen. And I'm sorry I put them through the changes, amen, that I put them through, amen, to get me where I am today. Oh, I know I'm preaching.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Praise the Lord. It takes, amen, praise the Lord, a dedicated mother and father, amen, to raise children today. It took that kind of dedication years ago, but it sure takes it today.
Yes, sir.
Because I tell you, amen, the world is constantly trying to pull our children down. But that's the way the devil works. Amen, praise the Lord. The Bible says he comes to do what? Steal, kill, and to destroy. He's not satisfied until he destroys your child. Huh? And if you give him a chance, he'll destroy you. Amen. Remember that obedience is better than sacrifice. I'm trying to close. Amen. It is God's earnest desire that you prosper and be in good health, even as you are well in spirit. 1 John 1:4. Amen. It says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. This is God talking. Amen. God has no greater joy than to hear and know that his children, those that love him, those that are walking right, those that are coming to church, those that are singing in the choir, those that love God, amen, there's no greater joy.
Thank you, Lord.
To God. Amen. God loves it when his children do right. And he will reward them for it. Can I get a witness in here?
Amen.
Amen. That's why I love that song. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Be smart and follow Jesus. You will find that he is the best thing that ever happened to you. Can I get a witness in here? Huh? Is Jesus the best thing that ever happened to you? Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh,